Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores, which is coming to you from the Brentford Musical Museum as we present edited highlights from Nicholas Martin's recent concert. Nick begins his programme with two Sousa marches, Semper Fidelis and King Cotton.
Thank you. for you today, that's for sure. I'm going to start with something nice and subtle for you now. A couple of waltzes, and these really bring out the beautiful lush sounds on this Wurlitzer. And the first of these was the theme tune for the organist that succeeded Reginald Dixon at the Tower Ballroom at Blackpool. It's a great 1930s, 40s melody, and it's called For You. It was a theme tune for Ernest Broadbent, who only had, sadly, 7 years at the Tower Ballroom before ill health took over and he had to retire from playing. But this is a great number, For You, and it's going to be done for you in the style of Ernest. After that, we'll follow with a couple more ballroom waltzes.
Thank you.
thank you for an enjoyable afternoon of music. It's certainly been wonderful to see you put this wonderful instrument through its paces. Can I ask you, how did you become interested in the theatre organ?
Well, hello, Damon. It's nice to be speaking with you this afternoon. And I first got interested in the theatre organ through hearing Reginald Dixon, as many of us have been inspired by him over the years. And Reg, I was actually old enough to see him play in the Tower Ballroom in 1969. Mm-hmm. And I'd be five at the time, but it left an indelible impression. And I then went home and badgered the life out of my mum and dad to get all the recordings they could of Reginald Dixon. Even as a 5 and 6 year old, I was getting heavily into the theatre organ. So, and then we got an organ at home. I persuaded my mum and dad to buy me a Hammond organ when I was about 11. I had piano tuition before that, from about 8. And then we got a Hammond organ, and I loved the different tone colours that produced, and I never really looked back. Had two other Hammonds before moving on to my beloved Technics that I now use for touring around with. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So apart from Reginald Dixon, who else inspired you to play?
Well, Reginald Dixon, obviously, on the theatre organ. When it comes to electronic organ, I was very, very impressed by Klaus Wunderlich. So he, I guess, inspired me the most on that instrument. But those two characters, really.
So in the early 80s, you took the move to Blackpool to play the Tower organ. What was that like as an experience?
That was a tremendous experience. It really was. It was a dream come true. It was an ambition for me to go and play there. And I realised that at the age of 17. Yes, and I was there for 1981 season and 1982 before being approached by Nigel Turner of Northampton to become his resident organist at Turner's.
And you started at Turner's in 1983.
Yes, the following year, yeah.
And what was it? What was the venue like at Turner's?
Well, it was incredible, really. Very difficult to describe. Like a large aircraft hangar. It didn't look that impressive from the outside, but once you were inside, it had a magical quality and atmosphere that people absolutely adored. And it was a very, very sad day for thousands of people when it closed in 2004.
Now, the organ there was very special, of 3 manuals and 19 ranks.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about where that organ came from?
Well, of course, originally, yes, it was installed in the Odeon Paramount, originally a cinema in Newcastle, that later became the Odeon. And it was there from the 1931, I believe, till the early 60s. Then it was taken out of the cinema, as many of them were, and put into storage in Diss in Norfolk, where it remained for a good few years before Nigel Turner purchased it for the collection at Northampton.
Now, in January, you received your BEM for your charity work. Perhaps you can tell us all about that.
Yeah, well, that's been a great honour. It really has, Dame, because raising money for something that you love and are so passionate about is very, very easy, isn't it? And at all the engagements I do, I mention about Miracles to Believe In. It's a charity, a registered charity that helps children and families that are affected by autism. And I've been raising money for this charity since 2001 until the present time. I helped to start the charity along with my wife and other parents of children with autism. And it's all been going so successfully over the last 14 years. And due to the accumulation of funds that we've raised to help fight autism, I was awarded the BEM in the New Year's Honours. And I couldn't be happier, really couldn't.
It's something you should be very grateful for.
Indeed, yes, yes.
So, just finally, this organ here at Brentford is certainly one of my favourites. What do you think about the organ?
Yeah, it really is a phenomenal machine, and it sings away gloriously in this purpose-made theatre as well. And, of course, it's got such a history attached to it, with the great Joseph Seal having spent so long at it. And what an honour it is to come and play this instrument. And I said to someone earlier on, because Richard, the curator, was playing here, and I heard Richard play, and it sounded at the back just as if Joseph Seal was sat at the organ. It's not the sound and the tone of the organ hasn't changed one bit from the LP recordings that I've got of Joseph Seal from the theatre in the 60s and the 70s. Glorious. It really does sound the business.
So you'd have to agree this has got to be the most faithful transplant.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Certainly, yeah. I agree with you on that fact, because it's such a nice instrument to sit down and everything works.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Congratulations to Richard and to Owen and all the hard work they've put in here, because it really is the business.
Well, thank you, Nick. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Great pleasure.
And I hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.
Well, those tunes were Moonlight and Roses, I Love You Because, Make Believe, The Poor People of Paris, Size Saddle, China Tea, Lucky Five and The Black and White Rag. Thank you, Nick, for letting us record, and also to Richard Cole and Owen Cooper for all their hard work they have put in to keep this wonderful instrument in tip-top condition.
Next week, we are travelling over the rainbow as we look at some colourful tracks. So from me, Damon Cox, it's goodbye.
And goodbye, James McLean.
Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicholas Martin.